Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, Wendemoch, Hitoch, Wendemoch, brethren, Hitoch, sisters, Achim, Chaberim, yes I, Erev Tov, Erev Tovab, good evening, Melkameshed, yes I, here, the Thursday podcast, here on the fifth day of the seven, fifth day of the Shavuah, here for the upper room of Zion, the upper room of Zion. We have today's daily psalm, according to the royal order. We have Psalm 93. Now, Psalm 93 is the standing psalm for the evening, the Friday evening psalm. And we know that the Friday evening, there we have Shabbat Eve. We prepare for Yom HaShabbat. But here. Today's daily psalm, Jah, the King. The theme of today's daily psalm is that Jah, Jehovah, he who be, we be, is divine majesty, is King. Very interesting psalm. Hope to ride up. We also have an overflow, because the first two hours of the podcast is where we kind of fill the chalice, we fill the cup. Then we have the third hour, there we get the overflow. Now, in the overflow, we had the Midrash on the previous daily psalm, which was Psalm 50. Psalm 50, the theme, Yisrael, one of the main themes, Yisrael, Israel, arraigned, the arraignment psalm. Also in the podcast, in the broadcast, or Wisdom Wednesday, for the fourth day, the podcast previous, for the previous Eve, we went into the seven churches. There's a rhema word on the seven churches in Issia, seven churches in Asia, also touching just briefly on the real Constantine. Who was the real Constantine, Chaberim? So with the overflow rate there, we didn't have the opportunity, whether in the filling of the cup, the filling of the chalice, the first two hours of the Rastafari podcast, or in the overflow, to bring forward another theme from Psalm 50, and that is the Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity, the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity, HaShalosh HaKadosh, Kedush Selase, as we find it within the 50th Psalm, as it corresponds here, with the Rastafari sabbatical study, the Torah portion, the reading and feeding here in the season, we have Wayera, some enunciated and pronounce it as Vayera, but in the ancient Afro-Shemitic pointing, Wayera, and he appeared, Wayera, Yahuwah, and Jehovah, he who be, who he be, appeared in the Bayit, the house of Abraham, in the house of Abraham, the Trinity, Kedush Selase, Bebeta Abraham, the Trinity in the house of Abraham. Now, what is interesting there and here for this fourth sabbatical study, for this Shabbat Strong, and he appeared. Translation, bringing out the translation from the Hebrew of this Torah portion for Sabbath. This will be the Shabbat, the Sabbath, and he appeared, or Shabbat Wayera, and he appeared. How did he who be who he be appeared? As the Shalosh Anashim, the three men or the three mortal men, according to what is written. Very, very interesting, considering the words, according to the translation of Gurmawi Negusenages of His Imperial Majesty. But here, let's ride up right here. So we'd like to share the Psalm 50 reasonment, the reasoning concerning the Hebrew Trinity, the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity. Also, some refer to it as the Jewish, the Yehuda Trinity, as it's found and occurs in Psalm 50. So we have two references to the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity, both from Psalm 50, the 50th Psalm, and also the fourth Torah portion, the reading and feeding here in this Shavuah, here in this Rastafari sabbatical strong right here, Wayera, picking up with Genesis, Bereshit, Genesis chapter 18, Chaburim.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
And we're here for the Rastafari, the Thursday podcast, the fifth day of the seven, the Zion podcast, the upper room of Zion podcast.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren.
And here, the evening psalm for the fifth day, the standing psalm, the evening psalm for the fifth day, according to the royal order. Ethiopian Hebrews, the ancient Israelites of Ethiopia, kept this psalm for this day here, the fifth day, and also in modern Judaism and Judaically, this is also the evening psalm right here. Psalm
81.
מזמור פה אלף למנצח על הגיתית לאסף.
Sing aloud unto God our strength.
עוזנו. הרנינו לאלוהים עוזנו.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. God of Jacob.
לאלוהי יעקב.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied,
the evening psalm states right here to blow the shofar, the trumpet, the ram's horn right here. Now, here's one of the significances of this being the ancient evening psalm for the fifth day, because the next day, the sixth day, is the eve of the Shabbat day. So the shofar, that alarm, that signal right here, give ear.
Yeah!
Raise thy voice, raise thy voice, raise thy voice. Give praises, praises. Eyes is right here, here, here. Let's write up right here. Just touch on the Hebrew. Touch on, look a bit more of the Hebrew right here. As the psalm has another scene, the evening psalm, speaking about the evening psalm, Psalm 81. Lehit orer Yisrael. Lehit orer Yisrael. Wake up, wake up, Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear the Hebrew chant and the dub. Johnny Osborne, man of Jehovah.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and 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 for with stammering lips and another tongue and another tongue to this 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 and another tongue. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear, would not hear, would not hear, would not hear.
Lehitorer Yisrael, wake up, Yisrael. You hear the Hebrew?
Hebrew, boy, everything takes time.
Here, here, let's take a look of time with the Hebrew here. Here, here.
Bukaya Hamishi. It is the fifth day of the week, and we do have a Tehillim that is recited in the fifth day of the week, found in chapter 81, and again it will be recited also in Hebrew. Let's begin. Ramnazeha Al-Hagetit La'asof Hanimu Lelohim Uze Haru Lelohe Yaakov, Su, Zenwa, Utneto, Kimo, Naim, Elnave, Tiku, Vahore, Shofa, Bakese, Leyo, Hage, Ki, Huf, La Yisrael, Hu, Mishpot, Lelohe, Yaakov. Edut, Bihoset, Sam, Bezit. Alweet, Mizraim, Sofat, Lo, Yadati, Eshma. Hasivoti, Misavel, Shiku, Kape, Midu, Tavona. Bazara, Kawasa, Va'achalvot, Iyum, Va'sotot, Va'am, Echan, Alme, Mbiva, Sela. Shema, Ame, Ve'eda, Ba, Yizreel, Im, Tishmale, Lo Yige, Vu, El, Za, Dilo, Tishkachave, Leel, Neha. Anoke, Yahava, Elohe, Hamaal, Neewe, Midraim, Hachese, Va'amale. Veloshama, Ami, Lakole, Vinizeye, Loavale. Va'ashahe, Bishweli, Leba, Yoko, Bimboazote. Lu, Ame, Shomea, Li, Israel, Birwake, Yahaleko. Kimat, Oeve, Apnea, Vai, Zoe, Ashiv, Yadi. Mazane, Yahava, Yaka Hashulo, Vihe, Ita, Lolan. Vayakile, Mihalev, Hita, Umizu, Devash, Azbeo.
Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes.
From the upper room and beyond, what they beyond, distinguishing the light seeker from the peon. Rise, say it on us, lay upon us, knowledge that is eons. Old has it been told since the days of old, and I sit watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name, Ketamawi Hala Selassie, the first will reign. The open of the book of the seven seals. Time for the gathering, it's the matter, and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we own that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating, stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room, we meeting in the upper room of Zion.
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room. Upper room. Upper room. Upper room.
The upper room. The upper room.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, 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 hear the word of the Lord. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room. Upper room. Upper room. Upper room.
Here, Sister Aisha, with raise your voice like a trumpet, like the shofar.
Raise your voice. Jada, who art in Zion, always be thy name. Thy kingdom come on earth, thine will be done on earth, always be thy name.
The principle of Rastafari and the effect it have upon my life as a little youth is tremendous, because, like I said, it helped me to analyze issues in a more sturdy manner. It helped me to look at things from another perspective, you know, overcome the evil with the good, you know, at all times, and to always triumph where I see that, like, I'm, you know, who never prosper. Rastafari ever helped me to cross that bridge, and it has brightened the focus of the music, which I relate in all aspects, bringing a more spirituality into the music.
And here we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 93, which is also the Friday evening psalm, Shabbat Eve psalm, and we also have an overflow from the previous daily psalm, Psalm 50, Yisrael, Israel, arraigned, the arraignment psalm of Yisrael, bringing out the Trinity, the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity. So we have enough here. So we want to ride up right here for first ear on today's daily psalm, Psalm 93, Shah, the king, here.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Perfect song.
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever.
Mizmor tzad de gimal. Adonai malach geut lavesh. Lavesh Adonai oz hit azar. אף תיקון תבל בלתימות. נכון כסאך מאז, מעולם אתה. נעשאו נהרות אדוני, נעשאו נהרות קולם, יישאו נהרות דוח ים. מקולות מים רבים, אדירים משברי ים. אדיר במרום אדוני. עדותיך נאמנו מאוד, לביתך נאווה קודש, אדוני לאורך ימים.
مزمور زتنا هلت بك النف زتنا سوس بسم بسك أن يمسقنا مزمور اكزيابير نقسة كبرن ملبسة اكزيابير هايلن لبسة حات تكم عالمن اندهتنا وطاتنا زوفاني كتن تجمروي تزقا جنو انتم كزل عالمنا عبيتو ونزوش كف كف عدربو ወንዞች ቃሎቻቸውን ከፍ ከፍ አደረጉ ከብዙ ውሆች ድምጽ ከባህርም ታላቅ መገድ ይልቅ እግዚአብሔር በከፍታው ድንቅ ነው ምስክር እጅግ የታመነ ነው አቤቱ እስከ ረጅም ዘመን ድረስ ለቤትህ ቅድስና ይገባል
Yes, yes, yes. Stand by, stand by, stand by. You know, these technical difficulties sometimes occur. But here, 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 the connection with the storm, and Psalm 93 as we get into
it's
more Psalm.
Ah, the here we go. Sound, the angel five song and the oath and in the guide.
day. Why lie and I refuse to confirm? She left me in a perfect song. Perfect song. Perfect song. Perfect song. She left me in a perfect song. Lord, just another day is to awaken us. We have to let go of Babylon. It's a must. I can't believe in God can take us. We need a change and it is up to us.
Big up the Rasta man, no labor for this. As the word of King Selassie said, fit is off the fit.
Some pretend to pay attention to
slide and slip.
But I will give a good advice. The best possible to perfect song. So bring a perfect song. Oh, perfect song. I and I have been a perfect. Renewed fine gold throughout the tribulation. Still I hold your own. With the force to save God, the fittest of the fittest stay strong in a perfect song. That's a man of in a perfect song. Perfect song.
Killing one another in the course, destroying your future for the least. No one cares, showing no remorse for ages and ages of the brainwash, distracting the people from the truth. The real death is to survive and stay alive in a world where there's no love for the youth. It's sad, it's sad, it's sad, but the fire has already. Fire can't break us. No. Hey. In the seat of Jacob. Whoa. Whoa. Don't cut the wicked with love. Your love is all. Because if they so very big, but it's your world that's small. 400 years of slavery and they still don't.
For my enemy. Joyfully, oh, did you love? Did you love?
Yes, 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 yes. We go with this vibe right here, here, here. Go with this flow right here, here, here. Some little technological glitches, but listen to the remix right there. Perfect Psalm as it goes with today's daily psalm, Psalm 93 right here, here, here. Was queuing up to play the overflow for the Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity from the previous light psalm from Psalm 50. On the El Elohim, Yahweh, Yahweh, yes I, yes I. Jah is in control, Jah is in mind. Manifestation, yes I. So here, 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 let's ride up, ride up a little bit more in this flow right here. The storm vibes, the storm god, thunder god, yes I, Rastafari. Here, 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 here. Check it, check it. Well, in Harik, the Hebrew, first verse. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 91.
This first verse. We have this first verse here of the Friday evening psalm, the 93rd psalm, as themed, God the King HaElohim, Elohim HaMelech, and Ethiopically, Egziavir Gurma, the majesty of Egziavir, Egziavir Negus, even Negus and Negest. We have the Tzadeh, the Tzadeh Gimel Gamil, Psalm the 93rd, the XCIII, but the first verse, just the first verse right here. In the Hebrew, Yahuwah Malak, Geuta Lavesh, Lavesh Yahuwah, Ozahita Zar, Afatikona Tavel, Balatimot. The English is, the Lord reigneth. Yahuwah Malak, Hashem Malak, Hashem hath become king, Malak. Melech is king, Malak. The importance of the vowels in the Hebrew. Yahuwah Malak hath become king, Ekziavihir Negese, Kubrinim Lebese, Ekziavihir Chaylin Lebese, Tatekem. In the Royal Amharic and the HSV. Interesting word we have, the word for clothe. Clothe. He is clothed. He is clothed in majesty. Geut alavesh. In the Hebrew, geut, majesty, geut. Geut alavesh. Lavesh. Majesty is clothed in majesty and aitiful. Right? We have Bamarinya Kubrinim and glory Kubrinim at the Kubrinagus Kubrinim Lebese. He is robed in majesty. He is robed in glory. The word for honor, Kubr. And the word for glory, kubr, the kubrnages, the glory, the honor of kings. Right? The word glory and honor is one and the same. Now the Hebrew has geut, geut. Right? In the Hebrew, in the Hebraics of it all, the word for majesty we have as the geut or the geut, geut. Some enunciate as the geut, the majesty. Now, just comparing this first verse here, especially with the word for clothes in the Hebrew, labesh, bamarinya in the Royal Amharic, lebese, lebese. We have lips, clothing, labesh, labash, to clothe, to be robed. He is robed, geut. Right, he's robed, geut, labesh. Geut. It's the same as, it's often translated as excellent things or lifting up excellent things. Right? We have the lifting up and the excellent things. But then as we get into the root of this word, the H
13:48, for majesty. It means to mount up, to mount up. It's from the word ga, to mount up, in general, to rise. In other words, in the figurative sense, to be majestic, gloriously, to grow up, to increase, to be risen, to triumph. But now in the form of geut, geut is the excellent things, the lifting up, majesty, that pride, proudly, in the sense of even raging, to big up. We say big up. He is clothed with big up, majesty. Balmarinia really brings out the sense of the Hebraic in the HSV, the Negus Neges Tirgum. In the King of Kings Targum, we have Kubrinim Lebese, Kubrinim Honor, Kubrinim Glory, Kubrinim Lebese, Ekziavi Her Hailin Lebese, Labesh Yahuwah Oz, Oza, Hitazar, Hitazar, Oz, Oz. The Oz or the Uz in the Hebrew, the Oz for strength. Here we have Chayil, Chaylin, Chaylin Lebese. He is clothed with strength, with power, prevailing power. Egezi Aviher, the primordial name of Yod Hey Wehe, Egezi Aviher, the sustainer, Egezio, the Av and the Her, the excellent. The good father, the generous Ab, the generous father is clothed with strength. Ladesh Yahuwah Oza Hitazar Afatikon Tevella Bala Timot Tatekem. Right? Tatekem. The Tatekem. He's girded. Tatekem. And he's girded. Alamin. In that naweta atzinat, olam in the world, olam in that nawet, so that it's not shaken, right? Atzinat, atzinat. He strengthens her. He makes her firm. He makes her firm. Now here is what we have in the HSV, the King of Kings Targum and the Targum. In some places it would favor, this is what's interesting, some places it would favor the Masoretic in the interpretation. In other places it would favor the Septuagint, right, as if being guided by the divine heart and mind. And thus it is so very interesting to study, as we have the time to study. Let's study even this one verse here, the Aleph verse of the psalm for the day before the Shabbat, when the land was settled. A praise, Yemiskana Mezmur, praise, eyes of the Torah. He who be, who he be, reigneth, has become king. Beauty, beauty he put on, he's clothed. He who be, who he be, is divine majesty, put on power. Ekziavihir Chaylin Lebese Tatek Labesh Yahuwah Oz Hitazar Hitazar Oz Hitazar. He's girded, right, like a belt. He's girded, right, he's girded with Oz. He's girded, right, he's girded. Right, he's girded, he's put on strength, Chaylin Lebese Tantek, and girded himself, and he has girded himself, for he solidified, made firm the inhabitable world, which shall not be shaken. Af Tikon Tavel Bal Timot Alamin and Data Nawetat Anat, for he solidified the inhabited world. Solidified, right? Made it firm. Made it firm. Alamin Atsanat solidified in Data Nawet, which shall not, and it shall not, Balatimot shall not, it shall not be shaken. In Data Nawet Balatimot, it shall not be shaken. Labesh, Lebese. He is clothed
right? He's clothed. What is the king's clothing? The king's clothing is honor. Kibrinim lebes. What is the king's clothing? Gayuta labesh. Labesh yawa oza hita azara. Ikasyavihir chaylin lebes. Tantekan. Alamin in datanawet atnat. Aftikon tevel balatimot. He who be who he be has become king. Ekaziavihir negese. Yahuwah malak. He is clothed in majesty. He who be who he be is divine majesty, sustainer, the good, the generous. Ah, Father is clothed. He hath girded himself with strength. Yea, the world is established that it cannot be moved.
On particular interests and particular notes, Gormawi Kedemawi Haile Selassie, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, was awarded best dressed king. Best dressed king, even the king of kings, three times. I found that to be rather interesting, you know, to see the highs and the lows of the revelation as one can receive it. Hear, hear, hear. Right up the world, I'm Amharic first, right here, 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 here.
مزمور زتنا هلت بك النف زتنا سوست بسم بتكن يمسقانا مزمور اكزيابير نقسة كبر نملبسة اكزيابير حيل نلبسة حات اكم عالمن اندهتنا وطاتنا زوفاني كتن تجمرو يتزقاجنو انتم كزل عالمنك عبيتو ونزوش كف كف عدربو ونزوش قالو تشاتشون كف كف عدربو ከብዙ ውሆች ድምፅ ከባህርም ታላቅ ሞገድ ይልቅ እግዚአብሔር በከፍታው ድንቅ ነው። ምስክርህ እጅግ የታመነ ነው። አቤቱ እስከ ረጅም ዘመን ድረስ ለቤትህ ቅድስና ይገባል ቅድስና ይገባል።
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, in exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, 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 himself.
And here, 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 let's share the Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity here, 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 in the previous daily psalm, according to the royal order, Psalm 50.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel.
Musical, this make you jump and twist, and time to run no risk.
Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom. So here, 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 today's daily psalm, Mizmor Nun, Mizmor Nun. Psalm, Hebrew letter, Nun, Some enunciate as noon. Some enunciate as noon. It may be enunciate as noon, the Hebrew letter noon, which has a numerical value of 50. So Psalm 50 also is referred to as Mizmor Noon. Mizmor Noon, Mizmor Noon. Today's daily psalm here, Psalm 50, the 50th psalm. It has, and so say here in the Midrash notes, there's an allusion. Allusion. Now, allusion is not illusion. And this is also a key point about, like, pointing and vowelization and vocalization. We have allusion. Allusion, spelled A-L-L-U-S-I-O-N. And then we have illusion. Illusion. Now, the two words, basically, in the English are very similar. And this is a good example, especially for many of the English speakers and ones-on-ones in comparison with, like, the Afro-Semitic, Afro-Shemitic languages, languages like Hebrew, languages like Amharic, languages like Ge'ez, the Afro-Shemitic and the Shemitic languages. We put Ge'ez in a little different category, while Hebrew and Amharic is a little closer, being both of them Creole. They are what they would call Creole languages. Creole, the basic idea there is it's almost like a combination. This is why we say Afro-Semitic. Afro-Semitic or Afro-Shemitic. So in today's daily psalm, we have what is known as an allusion. Allusion. So pointing it as allusion to distinguish it from another similar word, illusion. So often if we don't really pay attention to the details and as Rovenu, I and I Rabbi, the Rabbi Rabbis, I and I Black Lord said, Yeshua HaMashiach, as he teaches us and says, take heed to how we hear. So we're speaking of this psalm, Mizmor Noon, being an allusion, alluding to the Trinity. What is an allusion? Not what is an illusion. So see the difference? So we have that kind of pointing as well within the Hebrew and within the Afro-Semitic, Afro-Shemitic tongues, where we have a word that, if it's not pointed correctly, could infer another idea, another word, or one, if one does not hear it correctly. For example, we say allusion. So when I say the psalm is an allusion, would you think I say the psalm is an illusion? No, the psalm is allusion. It's an allusion, an expression designed to call something to mind, is one of the main basic definitions of allusion, A-L-L-U-S-I-O-N, distinguishing this from I-L-L-U-S-I-O-N. So an allusion is an expression designed to call something to mind without mentioning it explicitly, an indirect or a passing reference. They give example right here, like an allusion to Shakespeare, right? Alluding to Shakespeare, you know, like I said, Horatio, you know, there are more things in heaven and earth than have been dreamt of in thy philosophy, in your philosophy, you know, that's an allusion to Shakespeare. I think it was it Horatio to Hamlet or something like that, but that's another point, just to use that as an example. So an allusion, right? An allusion also can be defined as a practice, like the practice of making allusions, not illusions. I want to emphasize that there, because how do we point it? It's pointed as allusion, not pointed as We have illusion. And two different vowel pointings, two different words, allusion, right, and illusion. We're speaking here of allusion, right, and alluding. So many times, because these are similar sounding words in English, right, the language that majority of us are more familiar with and ones and ones to be more familiar with, right? Similar sounding words. This is a very good example here of some similar sounding words, and we come across this within our studies, even within the Hebrew, so we have to really go into the, you know, what is the proper pointing, of the words. And this is where we also are alluding to some of the other Hebrews and the other Israelites and some of the other camps, which speak about the Lashon HaKadosh, as they would call it, or the holy language. And many would say, well, there are not this many vowels, or they will have everything as an ah vowel, ah vowel, ah vowel, right? You know, as we say, even with the Hashem, with the name, the Tetragrammaton, that there are three main ways that these four letters, the Yod, Hey, the Wow, and Hey. In modern Jews, many of the modern Yehudi and modern Hebrew, they will say there's no W. They'll say that the Hebrew has every, you know, every sound except a W sound. That's because of Khazari and Ashkenazi and other mother tongues. They are approaching Hebrew from their particular perspective. But it is true that there is a W sound in the ancient Hebrew. In modern Hebrew, generally speaking, there is not a W sound. So referring to the Tetragrammaton, the four letters of the divine name of the Hashem, the Yod, Hey, Wow, Hey, Yod, Hey, Wow, Hey. Others would say Yod, Hey, Vahey. Yod, Hey, Vahey, they would say. We say Yod, Hey, Wow, Hey. Yod, Hey, Wow, Hey. Yod, Hey, Wow, Weh, Hey. Yod, Hey, Wow, Weh, Hey. Or contracted a little bit, Yod, Hey, Wow, Hey. Some would pronounce it as Yahawah. Yahawah. Right? That is one of the pointings of the name. But we have Wahu Haya, Wahu Hoe, Wahu Yihyeh. So we have the Yahawah, right? Yahawah, he who was, Yahweh, Yahweh, he who be, Hoe, or modern Hebrew, Hove, Hove. They pronounce as Hove. More correctly, Hoe. Hoeh, Yahweh, Yahweh, he who be, he who is being, present, right? And then we have Yahweh, he who will be or he who will become. So even right there, we have an expression based on the ancient Hebrew of the Hebrew Trinity. We call it the Hebrew Trinity. The reference, point of reference is the Hebrew Trinity. Very good book, as we've mentioned before, by Yoel Natan. Yoel Natan has a book known as the Jewish Trinity. The Jewish, he calls his book the Jewish Trinity. We say, more correctly, it would be the Hebrew Trinity, but the point understood from the perspective that the author and researcher has researched it, regardless of that particular matter, it is a very, very good book. We have, I think, a PDF available at the Rastafari Foundation, and also for the Talmudim, the Dekan Ezamorit, for the disciples. You know, there is a study hard copy available. You know, send forth an inquiry, contact at the Rastafari Foundation.org, and we'll see what we can do at that particular time based on the supplies, you know, that are available. We will highly, highly recommend this to the Talmudim, to the disciples, the Dekam Ezamorit, to get a copy of this, because today's Daily Psalm is a very good example right here as we went through the Midrash Tehillim on today's Daily Psalm, which has a very interesting opening, and it's the opening that alludes, right, alludes, and there's an allusion to the Trinity or to the Trinitarian arguments. Now, in modern Judaism, nowadays, generally speaking, Judaism, there is a rejection, right, of the Trinity, of every Trinity, or of the Trinity in that sense. Yet, as Yoel Natan has pointed out and brought forward Sefer HaBrit, or what one may refer to as Old Testament. Some people say they don't like these terms and, you know, such and such, but, you know, we got to grow up. You know, it's not about what we like. I might not like something that is true, but it's true, right? I'm going to have to adjust my likes to what is true and not try to adjust what is true to my likes, right? So in the Old Testament, right, or the Brit Yeshana, the Sefer HaBrit, speaking of the scriptures, right, the Old Testament, since we do have the Hebrew Trinity. And this is a very, very important area of not just study, but there are some basics that we need to get a grasp of. This is one reason why throughout the Roshanas, we have often taken this time and opportunity to kind of emphasize certain points and also bring forward certain examples. This is a good example here in Psalm 50, where the opening verse here, it reads a psalm of Asaph. The general translation is, God, God, the Lord, he hath spoken and called the earth. The Hebraic sense and the idea is not just called the earth, but the idea Hebraically is called the earth into being. Now, that might get somewhat lost in translation, but those who have the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit will reveal it to ones, even if one's not able to, you know, so-called read and study the Hebrew, you might get that sort of idea. Have you gotten that idea when you read this verse or such verses where he says, called the earth? What does it mean he has called the earth? He just shouted out to the earth? The Hebraic idea is here, he's called the earth into being, right? Here in the KJV, this opening verse has been translated as, the mighty God, even the Lord, hath spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun to the going down thereof. Pause. This is a translation that most English speakers and most of us have become initially familiar with. The mighty God, even the Lord, hath spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun to the going down thereof. Now there's a few points that should be clarified about the translation. The translation, no doubt the best of its time, 1611, so forth and so on. We refer to the King James Version as a basic English point of reference, and is especially useful in the interlinear studies of the Bible, like the Strong's Concordance, you know, especially for the Old Testament, as well as the Theolexicon and the New Testament studies. But here's the verse in the Masoretic Hebrew, Mizmor Non Mizmor Nun, Mizmor Le'asa El Elohim Yahuwah Diber Vayikra Aretza Mi Mizrach Shemesh Adamivo. Now, the translation, Hebraically, more correctly, of the opening, the first three words, the first three names, El Elohim Yahuwah, El Elohim Yahuwah, El Elohim Yahuwah, El Elohim Yahuwah. So we have three names clear: El Elohim, and Yod-Hei, Wah-Weh-Hei, Yod-Hei, Vah-Hei, Yod-Hei, Weh-Hei, Yahuwah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, right? Here we have, KJV says, the mighty God. Now, there's the italicization you'll find in the KJV, even. It says, the mighty God, even. If you look at it in the Better King James printing, that even there should be italicized. And the first thing, Chavarim, Talmudim, you should know when you find italicizations or italics in the King James Bible, what does that mean, Chavarim? What does that mean, Chavarim? When you find italics in the KJV, that means that those words essentially do not appear within the original, within the Hebrew or the point of reference hebraically that has been supplied by the translators for English speakers to bring out generally what the translator feels or thinks is the best sense to give the English speaker a sense of what an intelligent Hebrew reader or hearer would read, hear, and understand properly. But here the translator said, the mighty God, the Lord, hath spoken. Pause right here. Because the Hebrew reads, El Elohim Yahweh Diber, 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 Diber. He hath spoken, Diber. El Elohim Yahweh. El Elohim Yahweh. El Elohim or Jehovah. El Elohim Jehovah. El Elohim Jehovah. But that doesn't appear to come forward in the translation. What they have instead is the mighty God. They say the mighty God. The mighty God. Now, this is one of the places where many of the translators take great liberty. The word mighty is based on the ancient translators from the Hebrew into the English. And this is not to fault them. It's not just to fault them. Some might think that, oh, we're saying this because we just are faulting the KJV, or just, you know, like some people say, like nowadays, you find critique or to be hypercritics. No. This is, you know, because some actually say that, oh, you know, we as Hebrews or Israelites can be overly scholarly. Well, actually, you may not be scholarly enough. This is not about forever learning and not able to come to that knowledge of truth. This is with the knowledge of the truth. With the knowledge of the truth. Some people think they know the truth, right? But they're not growing in grace and in knowledge. They're just holding to this little bit of truth. But anything that challenges that they know, see, it's not going away from the knowledge of the truth, but building in the knowledge of the truth. So it's not about being so-called overly scholarly. Right? Some could be overly stupid too. You know, you could be overly stupid. Right? You could say, well, you know the truth, right? And someone else is studying and they are growing in knowledge. And yes, they are learning, but their ever learning, their continual learning does not take them away from the knowledge of the truth, because they're fulfilling even what the Brit Chadasha says. Right? To study, to shew yourself approved. Because why did the King James Version say the mighty God, even the Lord, instead of God, God the Lord? Because the first name that is presented is El. Some of the Hebrew Israelites pronounce it as Al, you know, and this is to the point of, like, illusion, right? And there could be a word, allusion, but here the proper pointing is El, because we study the more ancient Hebrew and Hebraic, we find Ayaleh. We find Hebraically Ayaleh. This is similar to the Afro-Shemitic, the Amharic, and the Gutas, where we have Ayaleh, one form, and Chayel, right? But here it's El, and not as we have it elsewhere in the Hebrew scriptures as Ha-El. Now, this sense of Ha-El is the God to say and bring out Hebraically the idea of the God, the true God, or correctly, according to the ancient Hebrew gnosis, the Ad, the Almighty. So El, when we say El, El, more correctly, would be Almighty. Now, one would say, well, what about El Shaddai? What about El Shaddai? The Almighty Supply, the Almighty Nourisher, the Almighty Shaddai. That's what that name actually means right there. So El, in and of itself, is mighty, because at the root of El is power. At the root of El, from Ayaleh. And from Ayaleh, right, in a softer form, in a harder form, we have Hayaleh. Contracted, we have Hayel. As we have in the Hashem of the King, we have Hayla. Softened, Hayla. Softened, Hayla. But at its root, or as a core, we have El. So El is actually translates the word mighty in the sense of almighty. So they could have said the Almighty God. But then that would have confounded with the previous earlier translation in Genesis into English, where they have El Shaddai. Now El Shaddai is often translated as the Almighty God, while the word and the name El in and of itself is almighty, because the root of it implies power, implies strength, implies prevailing, Ayaleh contracted, El. And see, this is where we understand the proper pointings. This is how we understand the proper pointings, right? So it's not about being overly scholarly, Hebrews, Israelites. It's about whether you are scholarly enough to show yourself approved. Because you've talked a lot about one or two vowels in Hebrew, but sooner or later, a lot of y'all is going to find out that's wrong, because it causes a confusion of tongues, right? And we know that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, is not the author of confusion. Your ignorance is. So here we have the mighty God in translation. From the Sefer Tehillim, we have God, God. They repeat God, God. Now, even the God, God, in that sense right there, is understandable, but it is not quite correct, accurate, when we are looking at the Hebrew. But for perhaps a speaker or reader within the vulgar languages, like English or something like that, perhaps that's, cast your pearl, don't cast your pearl, okay? So, God, God, the Lord, the Hebrew, El Elohim, Yahuwah, but modern Jews, or modern Judaism, with a deference to the, quote, ineffable name, to the Hashem, they would say, El Elohim Adonai. So in popular Judaism, nowadays Judaism, they will avoid saying the YHWH that often they would transliterate as YHVH. And the reason for the V instead of W has more to do with the ethnic Europeanism, Ashkenazi, Khazarian, Eastern Slavic, Canaanite, Hittite, Yehudi, Edomite Jews of today, and their particular speech pattern, their particular, what we call linguistically, their mother's tongue. But Hebraically, properly, we have El Elohim Yahuwah. Now, this fact has caused certain ones from roughly 2,000 years ago, right? Some who might be referred to as Minim, as heretics. Some who may be referred to as Christians, right? Whether they were, originally formerly Jews, or Jews who believe in HaMashiach, Yeshua, and therefore are called, quote, Christians or not. This induced many to say, well, this is the Trinity. This is the Trinity right here. And then as a pushback to this, there have been certain some Jews who don't believe in the Trinity, not even the Hebrew Trinity. See, and those are the apostates there, as Yoel Natan really, really brings out in his book, The Jewish Trinity, and he subtitles the book, When Rabbis Believe in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. When rabbis believe, Amen, admitted as yea and Amen as true, in Ha'av, Ha'bein, and Ruach HaKadosh, Yahuwah Echad, He who be, who he be, the one. This psalm points, gives us a good point of reference right here. And this is one of the reasons why we're just briefly seeking to address this. And we have this here as an allusion, right? As an allusion, alluding to. And what do we define? What's the definition of allusion? Not illusion, not illusion. Allusion is sometimes confused with illusion. And if you confuse allusion with illusion, you are in confusion, right? Allusion is an expression designed to call something to mind without mentioning it explicitly. We have many allusions to the Hebrew Trinity, HaShalosh, HaKadosh, in the Hebrew, Kedush, Selassie. We have the Hebrew, and I'm qualifying this as the Hebrew Trinity, or as Yoel Natan would reference it from his book, the Yehudi, the Jewish Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity, right? If we say the Yehudi, right, the Yehudi Trinity, the Judaic Trinity is right and accurate. Because there's many different trinities, a lot of different trinities, right? Like there's a lot of different so-called gods, right? You know, gods, pseudo-trinities. The other gods are pseudo-trinities. The true trinity is the Hebrew, right? When we say the Hebrew Trinity, more correctly, the Yehudi or the Judaic Trinity. Why? Because Roveinu, I and I, Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, what did he say? Yeshua HaMashiach said to the human Samaritan woman, y'all worship that which y'all know not. We know what we worship. For salvation is of the Yehudi, is of the Jews, even of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. So, this opening of Mizmor Nun, Psalm 50, Psalm L, and interestingly enough, Psalm 50 is often themed in the Sefer Tehillim. It is themed Yisrael, Israel. Israel arraigned. Right? Israel arraigned. It didn't say Judah arraigned, but Israel arraigned. It's an arraignment song. El Elohim Yahuwah. This represents the deity, the divinity, Hashem, in three aspects, which is the true Hebrew Trinity, or the Yehudi, the Jewish Trinity, the mighty one, El Elohim, the judge, Yahuwah, Jehovah, the gracious one, El, the mighty one, the almighty, El Elohim, the judge, Yahuwah, Jehovah, the gracious one. The combination is also found in Joshua chapter 22. The psalm here, it begins with a majestic keeping, so to speak, together of the divine names, as if a herald, one who goes before, were proclaiming the style and the title of a mighty king, the Melech HaOlam, the eternal king, the king of eternity, at the opening of a solemn assize, a solemn assembly. Almost a way of alluding to this would be like when the president of, say, the United States of America is about to enter in and give like a speech to the nation, and he's about to enter into what's that room that they have where the president speaks and everything, and the Speaker of the House, you know what I'm saying? The President of the United States of America. You know, he says that. Well, here we have El Elohim Yahuwah Diber Vayikraret Mimizrach Shemesh Adamibo. El Elohim Yahuwah, the Almighty, the Mighty One, the Judge, he who be who he be, Diber, has spoken, Vayikra Aret, and has called the earth, Mimizrach Shemesh, from the rising, Mimizrach Shemesh, Ad Mebo'o, till the going forward. That's the second place right there. The second point about this verse, major point. There's also minor points. The second major point is when it says the going to the going down. Not un, the un, you got to strike that un. Un means not. But to, towards, ad mebo, to the going forth. The going forth, mebo'o, to bo means to go, mebo, right? Till the going to its going forward, to its going forward, from its rising up. The sense of the rising up is the rising, mimi zarach, zarach. Zarach doesn't have to do with it actually like the sun like moving up and down according to the false heliocentric idea of Copernicus and the rest of them. The rest of the Gentiles, the Goyi ha-aretz. No, it has to do with the light. If you look at the root of Mizrach, come from Zarach. Zarach has to do with the light rising up, like when the light rises up, you know, because the Shemesh, the sun on the earthly plane is like a needle on a record. The sun on the earthly plane may be likened to a needle on a record, right? So if you're at a certain point, right, on the record, right, on the record, and it's not the record that is spinning, you know, like the earth, it's not the earth that is spinning, but it is the luminaries, it's the heavens, it's the luminaries that are spinning, that are moving about, right? So from the rising of the light of the sun to its adamibo'o, till it's going forward, right? So for the light rising up, like in the dawning, in the so-called morning, but more correctly the dawning, right? Till it's going forward, right? And then on the next side, with other people on the earthly plane, they will see it rising as well, the light rising, the rising of the Shemesh, and then as the day goes through, they will see it's going forward, 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 forward ever, right? So here, just to put this into a context here, truly, this psalm here is alluding, right? It is calling to mind the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity. It's calling to mind the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity, right? Without making explicit mention of it, but within the language, within the context, the points of reference, this can be proven. And once again, for the brothers, the Chabarim, the Talmudim, this particular book, The Jewish Trinity, is a very good point of reference. We're looking through it as we went through the Midrash on the Psalm, because we saw some commentary concerning one named Rav Simlai, right? What is meant by the words? He was asked what is meant by the words, El Elohim Yahuwah. Diber, what is meant by the words, El Elohim Yahuwah has spoken, he have spoken. And he was asked by the heretics, it is said, the heretics or the many, and the many at certain times by the Yehudi will refer to the so-called Christians or those who allege themselves to be Christians, right, or of HaMoshiach. But it's important to note that it is Roveinu Yeshua HaMoshiach who himself says to us, even in Matthew's Gospel, Matthew in Matthew's Gospel, to go forth and to teach and to baptize in the name of Ha'av, the Father, Ha'bein, the Son, and Ruach HaKadosh. Not speaking of three separate ones, but speaking of He who be, who He be, the One. The Shem Ha'av, where Ha'bein, where Ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Echad, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Yahweh, 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 He who be, who He be, Echad. The key is Echad, Echad. But speaking to the His Trinity aspects, the aspects of He who be, who He be. We find it throughout, Judaically, throughout the scriptures. There's many, many references to the Hebrew Trinity, the true Trinity, the Yehudi Trinity of His Divine Majesty.
Psalm 50.
Mizmor Nun, Mizmor Le Asaf, 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 Asaf.
The mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty
El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, Adonai, 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 Adonai.
Even the Lord,
Adonai,
even the Lord has spoken.
Diber Vayikra Aretz.
And called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof.
Mimizrach Shemesh ad Mevo'o.
Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty.
Mitzion Michlal Yofi.
God hath shined.
Yavo
Eloheinu. Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he goat out of thy folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountain, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee and thou shalt glorify me. But unto the wicked, God saith, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes? Or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth, seeing thou hatest instruction and castest my words behind thee? When thou sawest a thief, then thou consentedst with him and hast been partaker with adulterers. Thou givest thy mouth to evil and thy tongue frameth deceit. Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother. Thou slanderest thine own mother's son. These things hast thou done, and I kept silence. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such an one as thyself. But I will reprove thee, and set them in order before thine eyes. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth his conversation aright, will I show this.
Ar'enu ve'yesha Elohim.
Salvation of God.
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 Yes, yes, yes. Another allusion right there in the psalm where he says, lest I tear you in pieces. Another allusion to the Lion of Judah. Yes, size attributes revealed. There. Look extra on the Hebrew Trinity and some basic points about the pointing, the comparison with the Afro-Shemitic, the Gutters, and the Royal Amharic. Well, here. Look more on today's daily psalm. Jah becomes the king. Jah is coronated.
One of the perfect storm. It's Thunder God.
Salam to Canine Sterling. Sendbet Salam. Shabbat Shalom. Sabbatical peace. Brothers and sisters, today's daily psalm, the Tzadeh Gimel, or Tzadeh Gamel psalm, the 93rd psalm in the cipher, the Sefer Tehillim, the source of the book of psalm, the Mezmor Dawit. Yeah, Dawit and Mezmor. Mezmor, we have the XCIII. Yeah, Psalm 93, chapter 93. The Yahweh Malak, Hashem Malek, Hashem Malak, Hashem Yimlok. Yes, Rastafari. God the King. The theme, God the King. It's interesting, very, very interesting psalm. You know, especially in the season and the reason for the season, even connected with this particular season, right, of the Shana and the year right here, right? I'll get into that a little bit more, but first words first on today's daily psalm. God the King, Jah the King, Jah the King of Kings, Negusa Negest, Ze Ethiopia, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. Yahweh Malak Geut Labesh, Labesh Yahweh Oz, Oza, Hita Zara, Afatikona Tevela, Balatimot. He who be who he be, his divine majesty, Yahweh Malak, hath become king. Even King of Kings. His apparently interrupted reign, as we are in this time of a seeming interregnum, imperium interregnum, his apparently interrupted reign has been and is being resumed. Yes, I'm going to inhabit the praises, the Isaiahs. The eyes of Yasharel Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, the Israel of Jah Rastafari. Yahweh Malaka Geuta Lavesh, Lavesh Yahweh Ozahita Zar, Afatikona Tevela Balatimot. He who be who he be reigneth, hath become king. He is clothed in majesty and beauty. He who be who he be has clothed and girded himself. Have girded himself. Yahweh Oz, Oz, Oz. With strength, Hebraically speaking, the Oz. The Oz. He is greater. Right, he is the true he who be who he be of Oz. Yahweh Oz Hitazar. Hitazar has girded himself. Aftikon tevela balatimot. Indeed. Indeed. Aftikon. Certainly, indeed. Aftikon. Aftikon. Tevel. Tevel, the habitable portions of the world. The Tevel is not just the world, but the inhabitable portions. Tevel. The Tevel. Tevel. Aftikon Tevel. Balatimot. The world is firmly established. It shall not, cannot, it shall not be moved. This psalm, today's daily psalm, the evening psalm for the sixth day, the Friday, the Shabbat, right? Like the Shabbat evening psalm right here, as we have the superscription in the LXX, right? In the Septuagint for the day. It's for the day before the Sabbath. When was settled the land? It's a praise of an ode to Dawid. Ethiopically, in the royal
Amharic Bible, the HSV, the Haile Selassie version. The superscription is Besenbet Ken. Besenbet Ken. On the Sabbath day, Besenbet Ken. Ye Miskana Mezmor. Ye Miskana, Miskana, Torah, thanksgiving, Mezmor, a chant, eyes is intonation. Ye Miskana Mezmor, Yesenbet, Besenbet Ken, Sabbath day, Ye Miskana Mezmor. Now, in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Masoretic text, the Masoretic text, there's no superscription. So this psalm does not have any superscription. But we have the superscription right, in the Ethiopic, in the Royal Amharic, and we have the superscription right, in the Septuagint, which says, for the day before the Sabbath. Now, Judaically speaking, this evening psalm, right, the 93rd psalm, right, and the evening psalm, Judaically speaking, and among the highland, the children of the Ethiopians, in the true faith of the King of Kings Christ, these are the evening psalms, and these are the psalms that were recited in the Heikal, in the temple, in the Beit HaMikdash, the Beit HaMikdash, the temple of Jerusalem, these psalms. So this is why these are the evening psalms. Right? So there's the evening psalms, the standing psalms, and this is the standing psalm for the day before the Sabbath when we settle the land, praise of an ode. Of an ode to David, Ais tein nahemera nato pro sabatu, hotea kato kistai hege ainos odes to David, David. A praise of an ode to David. He who he be has become king. He is clothed, he has robed himself with majesty. He has robed himself with majesty. His majesty has robed himself with majesty. He who he be has put on power and girded himself. For he solidified the inhabitable world, which shall not be shaken. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malak, Hashem Yimlok. He who he be, Hashem is king. Hashem Malak. Hashem reigneth. Yahweh, he who be his divine majesty, reigneth, or Malak, Hebraically, hath become king. Yimlok, he will reign. He who be will reign. So this psalm here, it initiates, beginning off, right, starting off initiating. We don't usually the inaugury, that terminology, so we prefer initiate, starting, beginning, a group, ending with the C note psalm, the 100 psalm, keeping it 100, but omitting XCIV, omitting the 94th psalm, which has, as a theme, the enthronement, today's daily psalm, of HaElohim, the true good, the true God, as Melech ha'olam. And this we say in the Baraka, Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu, Melech ha'olam. So the theme of today's daily psalm, Elohim ha'melech, the enthronement of Elohim as Melech ha'olam, as universal king, as king of the universe, is Zemanat Negus. Now, the older commentators, they gave these psalms a messianic, a kind of a Christological interpretation, the Targum, as relating to a reformed world, in the future. Right? And here we're in these latter days and times, in the end times of the Gentiles, of the nation states, and coming into that future, right, into the future, right now, right here, even as we're entering into the Shabbat sabbatical time, because the Shabbat is our only future, that eternal Sabbath. Now, some say that another view, some consider this a more acceptable view, is that these psalms originated at the return, from the Babylonian exile. So both are true for I and I, and we, the king's children of the new name, the precious name, that new name, Rastafari, the Israel of Jah, Rastafari, at the national catastrophe. Right? Even these latter days and time, right? That conspiracy and the conspiracies against the divine majesty. Jah had appeared to have abdicated. He who be who he be, his divine majesty, has appeared to abdicate. And that he has abdicated. Say, he has stepped down. Right? He abdicated. This is what it appears to be at the national catastrophe. But now, a new age, a new era, the Hadith Zemin is opening and opening for Yisrael, for Israel, for the man who sees the true good, the true God, and the hopes, the expectation, the yea and the amen, it takes a wider sweep and look for a reconstruction, the rebuild, not only for Zion, not only for the African Zion, but for the Einiverse, universally speaking, as Jah's kingdom. As Jah's king dominion. So the LXX, the Septuagint, as well as the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, the Book of the Seven Seals, it has a superscription of the title for the day before the Sabbath, or Besen Bet Ken Bamarinya in the Septuagint, for the day before the Sabbath. Aistain Hemeran To Pro Sabato. The day before the Sabbath, confirming and affirming the statement in the Talmud and in the teaching that the psalm, that the Mizmor, right, the Mezmor, was chanted and intonated in the Heikal, in the temple, in the Beit Mikdash, the Beit HaMekdesh, by the Lewim, the Levites, each Friday, that sixth day where we're here right now on the ear and in the ear, thanking Jah Rastafari. It is Friday. Yay, yay, yay. Praise be His Divine Majesty. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One. Blessed be He. Blessed be the name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Kadamawi.
Inflatia.
The whole place is
doing what? Quite interesting right here. You hear today's daily psalm right here for the Thursday podcast. And at this Iowa right here, the cup, the chalice just about filled right here. Two hours right here. And got like 2 minutes before we go into the overflow, Jah willing, hopefully. Let's just check all the technicals right here. So calling, if I is able to hear the full of folk and go through the verse by verse in the Royal Amharic, pick up with that and maybe get in a portion of the Midrash, the study on Psalm 93. Hopefully we can get the full of folk, you know, for the Shabbat time. You know, coming forward for the TJIF, you know, here when the evening and morning is one day. So here, we got a 90-second mark right here, calling, you know, early Shabbat Shalom right here, moving into the Friday, the sixth day, the prep day for the Shabbat day. And on the Shabbat day, we, you know, on the Friday, we prepare, you know, the food and other things, and, you know, we eat, we read, we rejoice. Some say about fasting, but there's no fasting according to the Book of Jubilees, the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, or the latter, what do you call it, Dead Sea Scroll. But here, calling, hit the prompt right there.
Rastafari is Almighty. Ever living, ever faithful, ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful, ever sure. I believe in never paid for it. I'm vision made for the lamb, and the lamb shall overcome them, because he's king of kings, vast, vast country, land of tribe of Judah. I'm vision made for the lamb, and the lamb shall overcome them, because he's king of kings, vast, vast country, land of tribe of Judah. I'm vision made for the lamb, and the lamb shall overcome them, because he's king of kings, vast, vast country, land of tribe of Judah. Yeah, he's the only king of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future. Hey yo!
Malak become king, and he is Melech. Melech is king, Malak. Once again, the importance of the pointing. Yahuwah, Malak, Gehu to Labesh. Labesh, Yahuwah, Oz. Hita, Zar, Aftikon, Tabel, Baltimot. Jehovah reigneth, has become king, been coronated. Yes, I, right.
Great is the King, and great is his name to be praised. Ancient of days, glory to highest, last and first.
I love you.
He's King of Kings, Father. Lord of Lords, Conqueror, Lion of the Tribe of Judah. Here is Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie first. Great is the King, and great is his name to be praised. Ancient of days, glory to highest, last and first.
I love you.
Test your knowledge. What is the King of Kings' kingdom, and from where does it rule? Who rules in the kingdom, and who are its subjects? How has the King of Kings assured us that his kingdom is a reality?
የአህዛብ ዘመን የጀመረውና ያለቀው መቼ?
When did the appointed times of the nations begin and end?
Jah kingdom come down upon earth, Rastafari voice must be heard. Jah kingdom come down upon earth, King Selassie I am his shepherd. Jah kingdom come down upon earth, Rastafari voice must be heard. Jah kingdom come down upon earth, revolutionary soldier is a
Babylon of the gun. They mute them off the accept to do them on the revolutionary soldier. Long time to do them off the they mute them off the accept. Well, them can't stop me from the down. Make sure Babylon, you gun them soon have no use. No more get a youth, then you can't come shoot. They shoot them sick, and then find the truth again. The two will like the seed. The people like the fruit. I am the branch, I am the lamb. This
behold the Lion of Judah, has conquered again and again. Set him the captives free. Yes, yes, again and again and again. Oh Lord, Jah kingdom come down. Jah kingdom come down upon earth. King Selassie, I am his shepherd. Jah kingdom come down upon earth. Rastafari voice must be heard. Jah kingdom come down upon earth. King Selassie, I am his shepherd.
Well, Babylon, to this you know you're better inclined. Don't knock me 7 miles and block the line. Believe all the Babylon. Man a revolutionary soldier, long time we shoot them off the. They mute them off the accent. Well, them can't stop me from lead out me troop.
Jah kingdom come down upon earth, Rastafari voice must be heard. Jah kingdom come down upon earth, King Selassie I am his shepherd. Jah kingdom come down upon earth, Rastafari voice must be heard.
At this Babylon now go overstand. When them see the mountain sail upon the ocean, them a wonder if a dream or a vision. I wonder if it's real or illusion. Tell the whole of them they better overstand. Africa, me know that it's all where you come from. Tell it up, we moving through the pollution. Hey, Lucian and then Fats and the song Babylon of ego. They mute them and they accept the truth. Man, the revolution, every soul, the long time we do them up.
Oh. the older. And love is in the presence of the lovemaker. Life is in the words of the comforter. Endure much longer, live much longer.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, in exalted power to the lion, 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 in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, himself, himself.
And here the royal Amharic from HSV Haile Selassie version, HSV, the KJV, the Targum here, interpretation, title of the psalm from the royal Amharic, yeah, Exiavir Gurma, yeah, Exiavir of Sustainer, Exiavir, yeah, Exiavir Gurma, Gurma, the majesty, as we say, Gurmawi, Gurmawi Hoy, his majesty, Gurmawi Nagusa Negest, his imperial majesty. Here we have, yeah, Exiavir Gurma, the majesty, yes, I, your majesty.
Daily psalm is Mure Dawi, Dawi. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Board of Ethiopian Hebrews, the Zetanasost, the 93rd psalm, Besenbet Teken, Yemiskana Mezmor. On the day of the Sabbath, the day before the Sabbath, the Sabbath day, yet Miskana Mezmor, Besenbet Ken, yet Miskana Mezmor. Today's daily psalm theme, yet Ekaziavi Her Gurma, Gurma, yet Ekaziavi Her Gurma. The majesty of Ekaziavi Her, the sustainer, the good, the generous Av, generous Father. Today's daily psalm also theme, Ekziavir Negusno, Ekziavir Negus, King, that the sustainer, the good, the generous Av is King, God the King, psalm, Ekziavir Negusno, yeah, Ekziavir Gurma, the majesty. Superscription for today's psalm, we have the LXX. The LXX actually really brings it out in connection here with the Haile Selassie version, the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible, which we know as the Book of the Seven Seals, according to Revelation 5 and 5. So we have the superscription in the Koine and the Greek for today's daily psalm that reads, Eis tein hermeron, toa pro sabato, hote kato kistai, hege einos odes to Dawid. Dawid. And here, the superscription from the LXX says, for the day before the Sabbath. And today's daily psalm, the 93rd psalm, is a psalm that's appointed for the evening. The evening worship is the standing psalm for the evening, for the day before the Sabbath, for the Friday evening psalm. Besenbet Ken. Yeah, Miskana, Mezmor.
a psalm of praise, of Isis, of Niskana, Niskana of thanksgiving. So today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, the evening psalm, the 93rd psalm, Vet Ena Sost, Besenvet Ken, Yemiskana Mezmor. Ekzi avi hernegese, kvrinima lebese, ekzi avi her hailina lebese, tatek, alimin indata nawet atinat, ekzi avi her sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father. He is clothed with majesty. Egziavi herra negese, kubrinima lebese. Egziavi her sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, the generous Father. Hailina lebese is clothed with strength. Hailina lebese tatekem aleminin datana wetatsenat, wherewith he have girded himself, and he has girded himself, tatekem, tatekem, have girded himself, aleminin datana wetatsenat. The world also established that it cannot be moved. Ekziavihir negese, negese has become king. Ekziavit sustainer has become king. Kubrinim lebese, he is clothed with majesty. Kubrinim lebese. Ekziavihir hailin lebese, is clothed with strength. Ekziavi is clothed with strength. Ekziavi her hailina lebese tatekem, wherewith he have girded himself. Aleminin data nawet atzenat. The world also is established that it cannot be moved. Zufanihi katinta jamroa yetezegajena antem kazalalemne. Thy throne, zufanihi, is established of old. Katinta jamro yetezegajena. Thou, the I, antem, and the I art from everlasting, from eternity. Antem kazalalemne abetu wenzoch kef kefa deregu wenzochak alochachu wen kef kefa deregu. The floods have lifted up abetu, our father, his father, O father of the house. Abetu wenzoch kef kefa deregu. The floods have lifted up abetu wenzoch alochachu wen kef kefa deregu. The floods have lifted up their voice. Wenzoch alochachewin kefkefa deregu. The floods lift up their waves. The flood lifts up their waves. Kabuzu hocha dinta kabahirima talaka mogedilik ekziavi herbe keftau dinkin. Ekziavi her sustainer, the good, the generous, our Father on high, is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Kabuzu hocha dinta kabahirima talaka mogedilik. Ekziavi herbe kaftau dinkno. Misukari jiga yetamenen abetu. Iska regim zemin dres lebeitig disna yigabba. Thy testimonies, misukari Nisukre Ijig Yetamenenoar. Very Ijig Yetamenen Yetamenen. Very sure, very trustworthy. Niskarehe jiga yetamenenno. Ave tu, O my father, his father, O father of the house. Ave tu. Iskarejim zemin deres. Lebeitehe kadisna yigeba. Holiness kadisna. Islandness becometh thine house. Abitu for Ivan, Ivan is karejim zemin deres lebeite disna disna yikeba.
مزمور زتنا هلا بك ألف زتنا هلا بسم بس أن جمس قانا مزمور أجيابير نقسة كبر نملبسة أجيابير هاي لنلبسة هات أكب عالمين انداسنا وطاسنا زوفاني كتن تجمرو يتزقات جنو أنتم كزل عالمنا عبيتو ونزوش كف كف عد الربو ونزوش خالو تشاتشون كف كف عد الربو ከብዙ ውሆች ድምፅ ከባህርም ታላቅ ሞገድ ይልቅ እግዚአብሔር በከፍታው ድንቅ ነው። ምስክርህ እጅግ የታመነ ነው። አቤቱ እስከ ረጅም ዘመን ድረስ ለቤትህ ቅድስና ይገባል።
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, 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 forever.
Yehuda, 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 Mo Anbesa, listen to Yehuda, Mo Anbesa, Radi, Radi.
Now tell me who on the fuck with us, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, my pen, and the...
Discipleship Radio.
Yes, Rabboni, high five right here, here, here. Brothers and sisters, sisters and brothers here for the overflow, for the final But final sup in the cup right here, the Midrash section 1 to like 4a right here on today's daily psalm, and also the Friday evening standing psalm for Friday evening, coming forward, forward, forward right here, here, here. Yes, sir. Rastafari.
Shalom, Chavarim, shalom. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malkiah Tzedek, the order of Melchizedek. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Tzadei Gimel, Mizmor Tzadei Gamel, Psalm 93, Psalm XCIII, here, here, here. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Tzadei Gimel, Tzadei Gamel. Here a midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed, he hath girded himself with strength. Yahuwah malak geuta lavesh, lavesh Yahuwah olzahita zara. Here, here, here. Today's daily psalm, the Aleph verse, the first verse here. Elsewhere, this is what scripture says, even in Yirmiyahu, in Jeremiah, in Ermias, Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 6 to 7, where it reads, Thou, the I, thou art great, and thy name is great in strength. Who would not fear thee? Who would not reverence, respect thee, O King of the nations? Gadol ata, v'gadol shimcha, bia gevura, mi lo yirayeka, melek ha-goyim. Thou, the I, art great, gadol ata, and thy name is great in might, in strength, in strength. With gadol shimcha, be a gevura. Who would not fear reverence? Who would not respect the I? Me, lo yirayeka, O King of the nations, melech ha-goyim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, asked Yirmiyahu, ask Ermias, ask Jeremiah, quote, Thou callest me King of the nations. Thou, the I, callest I King of the nation, Melech HaGoyim. But am I not King of Yisrael? Am I not King of Israel? Yirmiyahu, Ermias, Jeremiah replied, Because thou, the I, saidest to me, saidest I, I have appointed thee a prophet to the nations. Even in Yirmiyahu and Ermias and Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 5. Navi la goyim netatika, I have appointed thee, I, a prophet to the nations. Navi la goyim netatika. Therefore, I call thee Melech HaGoyim. I call the I King of the nations also. For it befitteth thee I. Even here, here, here in Yirmiyahu, Ermias chapter 10, verse 7, where it reads, For it befitteth thee. For it befitteth thee I. Kilaka yata, for it befitteth thee, I. This kingship befits thee, the I. Kilaka yata. Rav Hanina taught, There is one to whom clothes are becoming.
but whose clothes are not comely. And there's another whose clothes are comely, but to whom clothes are not becoming. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Holy One, blessed be He, He becomes His clothes, and His clothes become Him. The Lord reigneth, He is clothed with majesty. Yahuwah Malak Geut Lavesh, Jehovah reigneth, hath become king. Yahuwah Malak incarnate, Jehovah reigneth, He is clothed with majesty. Geut Lavesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, is clothed with seven garments. With one, He was clothed in the fighting at the Yam Suf, at the Red Sea, the Etra Bahir, at the Sea of Reeds. Jehovah reigneth, He is clothed with majesty. Yahuwah Malaka Geut Lavesh, names that which clothed Him in the fighting at the Yam Suf, at the Etra Bahir, at the Red Sea, the Sea of Reeds. As is also said, even in Shemot, in Exodus, Exodus chapter 15, verse 1, where it reads, I will sing to the Lord, for He triumphed with majesty. I will sing to the Lord, for He triumphed with majesty. Ashira la Yahuwah kia gao gah, I will sing to Jehovah. Ashira la Yahuwah, for He is highly exalted. Kia gao gah, for He triumphed with majesty. Ki gao gah. Ashira la Yahuwah ki gao gah. And with another, He was clothed at Sinai, at Sinai. For, as in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Adai Gimel Adai Gamel Psalm 93, here at the base, the second verse, which reads, the Lord is clothed, He hath girded, He hath girded Himself with strength. Lavesh Yahuwah Oza Hita Azar, Jehovah is clothed. Lavesh Yahuwah, He hath girded Himself with strength. Oz Hita Azar. Now here a Midrash note. Although the Midrash says Psalm 93 verse 2, we find this in the Aleph verse, in the first verse, but the Midrash note 3 says, I follow the substitution suggested by Yaakov Refma in the Beit Talmud, right? IV 4:148. Now the edited text, the ET quotes not Psalm 93 and 2, rather it quotes Psalm 29:11 that reads, the Lord gives strength to His people. So here we have the quote from the ET, from the edited text, that does not quote Psalm 93 and 2, rather quoting Psalm 29:11, where it reads, the Lord gives strength to His people. Yahuwah Oz L'Amo Yitein, Jehovah will give strength to His people. Yahuwah Oz L'Amo Yitein. This here names the strength, the Oz, the strength that He gave our more that he gave his people at Sinai. The strength that he gave his people at Sinai. And with another in the war with Babylon. For it is said even in Yeshayahu, in Esaias, Isaiah 59:17, it reads, he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing. He put on the garments of vengeance for clothing. Vayil Pasha Bigdeya Nakoma Tia Leboshet. And he put on garments of vengeance for clothing. Vayil Pasha Bigdeya Nakama Tia Leboshet. And also in Yeremiahu, in Ermias, Jeremiah 51:11, it reads, for it is the vengeance of the Lord, the vengeance of his temple. For it is the vengeance of the Lord, the vengeance of his temple. Kia nikamata Yahuahi, nikamata hekalo. For it is the vengeance of he who be who he be. Kia nikamat Yahuahi. For she is the vengeance of he who be who he be. Kia nikamata Yahuahi. Nikamata hekalo. The vengeance of hekalo, of his temple. And with another in the war with Medea. For it is said even in Yeshayahu, in Esaias, Isaiah 59:17, where it reads, he put on righteousness as a coat of mail. He put on righteousness as a coat of mail. Vayil Pasha Sedaka Kashiryan. And he put on righteousness. Vayil Pasha Sedaka as a coat of mail. Kashiryan. Vayil Pasha Sedaka Kashiryan. Ha'el, the true good, the true God. Ha'el is represented as a warrior whose coat of mail, helmet, and other equipment consist of righteousness, salvation, vengeance, and zeal, attributes for the chastisement of Harasha, the Rishaim, of the wicked, the ratchet, and deliverance of the goodly, of the godly. The Hasmoneans, during the time of Maccabees, the Hasmoneans also were clad in cloaks of zeal. And with another and other in the war with Edom, in the war with Edom, as it is said, even in Yeshayahu, in Esaias, Isaiah 63:1, where it reads, who is this that cometh from Edom with crimson garments from Bozra? This glorious one, this one glorious in his apparel. Who is this that cometh from Edom with crimson garments from Bozra? This one glorious in his apparel. Mi ze ba medom chmuta begadim mia batra ze hadar ze hador bi levusho. Mi ze ba medom chmuta begadim mia batra ze hador. Via Levusho, who is this? Mizeh, Mizeh, who is this? Mizeh, who is this that cometh ba from Edom? Medom, Mizeh ba Medom, with crimson garments from Bozra,
Chemuta Bitgadim Miabatra. This that is glorious, Zehador, in his apparel. Bia Levusho, Bi Lebusho. Mi Zeba Medom, Chemuta Bitgadim Miabatra, Zehador, Bia Levusho. And with the seventh garment in the days of HaMashiach, the days of the Messiah, as it is said even in Daniel, in Daniel 7 and 9, where it reads, his garment was as white snow. His garment was as white snow. Livusheha Kiatilaga Chivar, his garment, his raiment was as white snow. Livusheha Kiatilaga Chivar, Livusheha Kiatilaga Chivar, or Livusheha Kiatilaga Chivar, his raiment was as white snow. Yea, the world is established that it cannot be moved. Aftikon tevela baltimot. Yea, the world, his world, is established that it cannot be moved. Hear today's daily song. Mizmor Adai Gimel, Adai Gamel. Hear verse 1. Yea, the world is established that it cannot be moved. Af tikon tevel baltimot. Rab Ibu told a mashal, a parable, a mashal of a king, of a melech, of a negus, even negus neges, to whom at the very beginning of his reign a certain legion sang a song of praise of Isis. So Hamelech the king gave the legion an honor that was never to be taken away from it. Just so, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, began to reign over His world, the waters were the first to sing a song of praise of Isis to Him. As is said, even today's daily psalm, Psalm 93, verse 4, above the voice of many waters, above the voice of many waters, meet olot mayim rabim, above the voices of many waters, meet olot mayim rabim, thereupon HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the waters, as ye live, as y'all live, I shall bestow an honor upon you, as is said, even in Psalm 104, Hebraically verse 5, O Lord, thou didst establish the earth upon its foundations of water, an honor that shall not be removed forever. Yasad eretz ala mekoneha baltimot olam avaed, who disestablish the earth upon its foundations. Yasad eretz ala mekoneha, who disestablish the earth upon her foundations. Yasad eretz ala mekoneha baltimot olam wa'ad, that it should
not be moved forever and ever. Bala Timot Olam Wa'ed. Hence here, yay, the world is established. It cannot be removed. Af tikon tevel bala timot. Thy throne is established of old. Hear, hear, hear. Mizmor Tzadai Gimel Tzadai Gamel. Psalm 93. Hear the base verse. Verse 2. Nakona kiseka me az me olam ata. Nakona kiseka me az me olam ata. This, his throne, is one of the six things that existed in his thought before the creation of the world, namely the throne of glory. Melech HaMoshiach, the King Messiah, HaTorah, the Torah, Yisrael, Israel, the Mikdash, the Kodesh, the sanctuary, and Teshuvah, and repentance. This, his throne, is one of the six things that existed in his thought before the creation of the world, namely the throne of glory, the King Messiah, the Torah, Israel, the sanctuary, and repentance. Of the throne of glory, it is written, thy throne is established of old. Thy throne is established of old. Nakon kiseka me az me olam ata. Of Melech HaMashiach, of the King Messiah, Negus Messi, it is written even in Psalm 72 and 17, Hebraically, his name shall be continued before the sun. His name shall be continued before the sun. Lifnei Shemesh Yanin Shemo, or Lifnei Shemesha Yinon Shemo, his name shall be continued before, in front of, in the face of the sun. Lifnei Shemesh Yinon Shemo. And here the Katiz, Lifnei Shemesh Yanin Shemo. Of HaTorah, of the Torah, it is written, even in the Mishlei Shlomo, in the Proverbs 8 and 22, it is written, the Lord made me as the beginning of his way, before his works of old. Yahweh Anani Reshita Darko Edema Mif Alayo Meaz. Jehovah made me as the beginning of his way. Yahweh Anani Reshita Darko, the first of his works, the first of his works of old. Edem Mif Alayo Meaz. Of Yisrael, it is said even in Psalm 74, Hebraically, second verse, 74 and 2. Remember thy congregation, which of old thou, the I, didst make thine own. Remember thy, the I, congregation, that of old thou, the I, didst make thine own. Zikora edateka anita edem Remember thy congregation, the Korah, Edateka, that thou, that the I, hast gotten of old. Anita Edom, Anita Edom. And here, 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 Midrash note, reference to the Midrash Tehillim, study of the Psalms, Psalm 74 and 1, here in the notes. Remember thy congregation, that thou, the I, didst make thine own. Psalm 74, verse 2, Zikor edateka, anita edem. What does the phrase of old, what does the phrase edem, edem, what does the phrase edem of old prove? That before the world was created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, had made the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of the Israelites, His own. As is said, even in Psalm 90, verses 1 to 2, Lord, Thou, the I, hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou, the I, hadst formed the earth and the world. Hear, hear, Mizmor Adai, Tefillah Lemoshe, Ish HaElohim. A prayer, Tefillah Lemoshe, of Moses, Ish HaElohim. The man of the true good, the true God, Ish HaElohim. Adonai Ma'on Ata Haita Lanu, the door of Adora, Vitrema Harima Yuladu, Vata Falela Reta Vitavella. Lord Adonai, Doniai, Adonai, Ma'on Ata, thou hast been I and I dwelling place. Adonai, Ma'on Ata, Haita Lanu, Bidor Wador, in all generations, Bidor Wador, Bitrem, Harima Yuladu, before the mountains were brought forth, before the mountains were birthed, Bitrem, Harima Yuladu, Wata Cholela Reta Witerella, forever thou hadst formed the earth and the world. Wata cholela eretza witerel, or ever the eye had formed the earth and the inhabitable portion of the world. Of the sanctuary, it is said even in Yirmeyahu, in Ermias, Jeremiah 17 and 12, a glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. A glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our, of I and I, sanctuary. Kise kavoda maroma meya rishona mikoma mikadeshenu. Thou, throne of glory, kise kavoda, on high marom, from the beginning, me rishon, kise kavod, marom me rishon, thou, the I, thou place of our sanctuary, mikoma mikdashen. Of repentance, it is said, even in Psalm 90, Hebraically, second and third verse, Psalm 90, it is said, before the mountains were brought forth, thou, the I, turnest man to contrition, and sayest, return, ye children of men. Bitarem harima yuladu, tashuv, tashuv enosha adadaka, vatomera, shuvu v'ne adam. Before the mountains were brought forth, bit
Erem harima yuladu. Thou turnest man to contrition. Kasheva enosh adadaka. And sayest vatomer, return, shuvu, ye your children of Adam. Shuvu, b'nei Adam. Biterem harima yuladu. Kasheva enosh adadaka. Vatomer, shuvu, b'nei Adam. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. Nasu neharot Yahuwah. Nasu neharot ha-kolam. Rav Shimon ben Yochai taught, when the Philistines captured Ha-Aron, captured the Tabot, when the Philistines captured the ark, they lifted themselves up in pride, saying, we have captured not only Ha-Aron, but also Ha-Elohim, Ha-El, the true good, the true God, in Ha-Aron, in the ark. Of this it is written, the floods have lifted up, O Jehovah, the floods, being the Philistines. Nasu neharot Yahuwah. Nasu neharot. Neharot. Neharot, the floods, being the Philistines, of whom it is said, even in 1 Kings 5:1, from the flood, the land of the Philistines, from the flood, the land of the Philistines. Hear, 1 Kings 5:1. Here in the King James Version, this is found in 1 Kings 4:21. More of the fuller verse. Ushlomo haya moshella bikola hamam lakota mina hanahar eret pelishtim. Here, 1 Kings 4:21. And Solomon reigned over all kingdoms, from the river, the floods, the river, to the land of the Philistines, to the land of the Philistines. Ushlomo haya moshel bikola hamam lekota min hanahar eretza pelishtim. And here, Midrash notes the P.E., the printed edition, and Padua, the E.T., the edited text, it cites Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 8:7, which some say is not quite opposite. And here, Yeshayahu, Esaias 8:7, according to Midrash note, where it reads, now therefore behold, the Lord, Adonai, bringeth up on them the waters of the river, mighty and many, even the king of Assyria and all his glory. And he shall come up over all his channels and go over all his banks. V'lachen, ne Adonai ma'ile elehem. Etameya hanahara ha esumima veharabima etamelek ashura the eta kola kavodo the Allah al kola esikayo the halaka al kola gedotay. And the floods lift up, but I shall be the tearing of them. Hear, today's daily psalm. Mizmor, Adai Gimel, Adai Gamel. Hear, the third verse, Psalm 93, verse 3. And the floods lift up, but I shall be the tearing, the tearing. hearing of them. Yesu Neharota Dakyam, or as translated elsewhere, the floods lift up their roaring. Yesu Neharota Dakyam. Ha'el, true good, the true God Elohim, said, when the Philistine floods lift up, I shall tear them with cruel punishments. Of the phrase, I shall be the tearing of them. Dakyam, I shall be the tearing of them. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Samuel Bar Nachmani, he said that the upper intestine of the Philistines was torn to pieces, but Rav Shimon Ben Lakish said that the lower intestine of the Philistines was torn to pieces.